Show with Brock and Hunter.
Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com. I'm Brock, he's Hunter.
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, hey, pal.
Hey, bud.
Hey, dude.
Not your dude, pal.
I'm not your pal, guy.
Was that a South Park episode?
I can't remember. I think Dane Cook did a bit on that, too, or something like that. Chief. Yeah, what's up, Chief?
The last time you called somebody, hey, what's up, Chief?
Been a while.
What did I say the other day? I had another one. I can't remember what it was, though.
Fella?
Fella. That's another good one.
Hey, you fella. I do dude and man a lot. I'm a dude man kind of guy.
I say dude a lot. Yeah. Somebody called me out the other day. Yeah. I'm like, okay, I guess
yeah,
I do
dude.
A lot. But...
Yeah, dude. It's a perfect term. It you know, dude and dudette. You know, in this day and age where you never know what you can call. So you just call someone a dude or dudette, and I think you're fine, right?
Shouldn't feel bad about it, right?
Or just call someone an a-hole. Either one. I mean, that's it. You call everyone an a-hole. It's fine.
You jerk.
Yeah, you that. Jerk. All right. That's right. That is gender neutral. Jerk. Well, you're a real jerk. You're a real piece of work. How about that? There you go. You're a real piece
funny
of work.
Duddy.
Yeah.
I think
funny
my mom
duddy.
Uses
yeah.
that one.
You funny duddy. Mister.
Yep.
Mister Man. Anyway. All right. We are just about out of time here. Before we go and get to what we learned on the show, it's time for your final fact and opinion, your final thought for a Tuesday. Give you something to chew on here. What about this one? McDonald's chicken nuggets only come in four different shapes: the ball, the bell, the boot, and the bow tie. I don't know.
Say it again.
So McDonald's chicken nuggets only come in four different shapes: the ball, the bell, the boot, and the bow tie. I'll be honest; like the boot's the only one, and the ball, I guess, but bell and bow tie. I don't think I've ever seen a bow tie shaped chicken nugget.
What? What?
Yeah. Apparently, they have shapes.
My mind's blown. This is from McDonald's, right?
Yeah.
So there's different types of nuggets?
Shapes, yeah.
No, I didn't know that.
So they take that pink goo and they make it into four different shapes.
Really?
So did you just think they just were what they were?
Just it was a chicken nugget? I didn't know like they had shape. Like I would notice if they had like a star. I'd be like, okay, that was pressed. But they I don't know. Like the boots, not much. That's not like a. It's not like I was like, hey, that's
so,
a boot.
So you thought it just dropped in the deep fryer, and then that's what came out.
That's what right? happened. Yeah, whatever came out, right.
Yeah. One of my favorite things ever, and I can't remember what chef it is. It's some chef, and he's got a bunch of kids there, and he's showing them how chicken nuggets are actually made, like how the processed ones are made to try and deter them, I don't know, from eating it. And right. he shows them. He gets them the pink goo and everything. He does the whole thing. And these kids are like, ew, gross. And then at the end of it all, he's like, so now after seeing that, do you guys still want to eat chicken nuggets? And every single one of them's like, yep, yes, I do.
Yep, I'll take them.
Because they are
they're good.
Effing delicious. You know what? Look, I don't need to know what it's. Just give me that delicious little nugget with my barbecue or my sweet and sour and leave me alone, okay?
You know?
Leave me alone.
People are like, well, they're bad for you. Well, here's my excuse on that. Usain Bolt ate like 100 of them a day.
Look at that guy.
Look at that
I'm
guy.
Basically, I'm on the same diet as Usain Bolt, all right?
You
okay?
know, I'm faster.
Yeah. Honestly, if I keep eating them, I might beat them. I don't know. No, it's just, look, everyone gets on that, well, it's not that fast food. Look, I'm not going there because I got a triathlon. I'm going there because I'm tired. I don't want to make something, and I just want something salty and full of preservatives. You know what? Just let me have it and shut up. Get out of here. God.
I'm going to go get some nuggets now.
Give me my deep-fried pink chicken goo, whatever it is. Same thing with hot dogs. Everyone's like, well, you know what, hot dogs. You know what, I don't care. It's delicious. Put a little relish ketchup on there. I don't care if it's there lips and booty holes. I want to eat it. I want it in my mouth. It's delicious. I know that something that takes literally 10 seconds in the microwave probably isn't the healthiest for me. Probably,
yeah, they're not good reheated, though. You know, yeah, you need to eat them all in one sitting.
You know, probably clogging some arteries, but I'm not here to, you know, be fit. I'm hungry. Right? I'm hungover. I'm tired. Just let me have it.
Give me my nuggets. Let's get the hell out of here.
God, I do want some nuggets right now, man. And they're not as good when you do them at home, right? When you do like the frozen ones, right?
No.
I don't think
absolutely
they're as good.
Not. No, you need to go to McDonald's. You need to get those nuggets.
It's good. It was that lady that ate like a 20 piece in like 19 seconds? I still think I can beat that record.
Wow.
I think I can beat the...
It's a lot of nuggets, man.
It's a lot of nuggets.
Honey mustard,
man.
Too. The honey mustard.
Honey mustard is good. How many nuggets do you think you could eat in one sitting, Hunter? How many nuggets?
I did a, did I do a 20-piece one time?
Oh, dude, 20-piece, that's, I bet you I could do 40. I bet you I could do 40.
Really?
Yeah. I bet you
I
could.
Dude, I felt a certain way after the 20.
Whoa, don't get me wrong. Like, I'll probably die at the end of that 40, but I could, I think I could muscle through. I think I'd start slowing down at about 28, and then I'd find my second wind, and then around 34, 35, I'd be like, I shouldn't have done this. This was a bad idea. This is a bad idea.
That McDonald's t-shirt says, I ate 40 nuggets.
I'll be wearing it in my casket, but hey, I got it.
See you at the visitation.
Right? I got it. Anyway, so there you go. That delicious deep-fried pink goo comes in four different shapes. That's your final fact and opinion for a Tuesday. We're going to be back with what we learned on the show. Stick around.
More Rock is next on Rock.